J.S. Bach wrote lots of fugues, and at least two in G minor, but the G minor ones that are well known are differentiated by the little fugue in G minor, which we just heard, played by the Philadelphia Orchestra with Eugene Ormandy. And next on Kansas Public Radio, we have the great fugue in G minor. Here's Bach, played by organist E. Power Biggs. With organist E. Power Biggs, that was J.S. Bach, the great fugue in G minor. Next, some great music by Maurice Ravel here on KPR. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, and this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. In about a month, there'll be a big organ concert in Kansas City at the beautiful Cathedral in downtown Kansas City with the Gold Dome. It's the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. On Sunday, August 25th, from 2 to 5 p.m., it's the 12th anniversary of the French Organ Music Festival. That's at 11th and Broadway in downtown Kansas City. It's put on by the Cathedral and the Kansas City chapter of the American Guild of Organists, and it'll have Trevor Good, Thomas Vozzella, Kurt Connect, Father Brent Stoll, Beth Elswick, and Andrew Morris playing. If you can't go, there'll be a live video feed from the organ console, including program notes about the performers and the composers, but it's definitely also an in-person event for organists, music enthusiasts, and those curious about the pipe organ. There's no cost. You can make a free will donation if you like. You can visit kcago.com for more details about that. Harpist Yolanda Condonassis is featured in this Introduction and Allegro by Maurice Ravel on KPR. With harpist Yolanda Condonassis, that was Maurice Ravel's Introduction and Allegro. Next, a piece by a composer who just died a few days ago, Wolfgang Riem, and then some ballet music from the show Rosamunde by Schubert. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. You know, creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright, Don Marquis Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. In today's noon hour, a waltz by Strauss with the power to induce delirium. Then a sharp-sounding fantasy for piano, violin, and cello by Schumann. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. The German composer Wolfgang Riem was born in 1952 and just died a few days ago. He's much more popular in Europe. He's written over 500 things, from piano solo to operas. Let's listen to his 1985 Brahms Liebe Walzer, now on KPR. By German composer Wolfgang Riem, R-I-H-M, the Brahms Liebe Walzer, as played by Bruce Levingston here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. Coming up next hour, listen for music by Malcolm Archer, the Four Cathedral Service, a short piece featuring organ and girls' choir, before we hear Richard Strauss, a sonatina for 16 winds. All kinds of great music coming up, including the John Williams Olympic Fanfare and Theme, as performed by Gustavo Dudamel's Los Angeles Philharmonic. Good morning. This is KPR. Support for all the classical music today on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, Pines is featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com. And from Cromwell Environmental, Cromwell, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. Here's some music from Rosamunda by Schubert on KPR. Some music, including some ballet music, written by Franz Schubert for the show Rosamunda. Good morning. We'll have a piece called July 31st, 1975, in just a few minutes right after the news, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. We're live, we're local. We're on KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, 91.3, and KANQ Chanute, 90.3, and of course always on KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live news, though the top-rated show remains CBS's 60 Minutes, where O'Donnell will continue to be seen. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Business, committed to being a digital purchasing solution for businesses so that growing the business is the main focus and not admin and paperwork. Learn about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. This is KPR. That's a little short thing that by Ernest Mannheim. It's simply called July 31st, 1975, on this July 31st, 2024. That's from a collection that was recorded just across the parking lot from Kansas Public Radio at the Max Cade Center for German-American Studies. When people ask what that stately building is, I usually just say, well, that's the German Club, which is incorrect. It's the Max Cade Center for German-American Studies. And 1 year they had an Ernest Mannheim sort of convention or concert. So that's from that. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Oh, and I meant to say the local musicians were, maybe you've known some of these people, Angela McComas, Eric Williams, Murav Singer, Elena Kraneva, Michelle Sack, Walter Clark. Next on KPR is another short piece by Costanzo Festa on KPR, featuring musicians from Musica Reservata. Music from long ago by Costanzo Festa, Quando Ritrovo. And next on KPR, another short piece, we go from Costanzo Festa to Jose La Riva Contrera with Elliot Fisk, guitarist. This is Pastianiando on KPR. Pasianiando, by Contrera, played by Elliot Fisk. Support for classical music this morning on KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a unique gallery space featuring works by local and regional artists. Open Fridays 1 to 5, and by appointment. Details at cidergallery.com. And from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com. Here is music for girls' voices from St. Catherine's School in Richmond, Virginia, featuring the Upper School Chorale, and Nick Stevenson is the director for Malcolm Archer, the Magnificat from the Four Cathedrals service on KPR. Recorded 25 years ago by the Upper School Chorale, with the music for girls' voices from St. Catherine's School, Richmond, Virginia. We've heard music by Malcolm Archer from the Four Cathedrals service, Magnificat and the Nunc Dimittis. Good morning, this is KPR. Next, music by Richard Strauss with about three titles. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. You won't believe this week's soloist on Classics Live is still in Lawrence High School. Matthew Liu will astound you with his sensitive and mature playing. Join us for Beethoven's Third Piano Sonata, Varieties by Xiao Kuan, and the Reminiscence of Don Juan by Liszt. It's Teen Artistry on Classics Live, tomorrow night at 7 only on KPR. Next, from late in the life of Richard Strauss. Sometimes it's called his Concerto for Winds, Sonatina No. 2 for 16 Winds, but the name of it I like the most is the Happy Workshop. The Winds of the New Philharmonia Orchestra now, for some music from 1945 by Richard Strauss on KPR. Late in his life, Richard Strauss, 1945. Composing was finally easy enough for him that he could call something the Happy Workshop, also known as his Sonatina No. 2 for 16 Winds, or Symphony for Winds, Richard Strauss, played by members of the New Philharmonia Orchestra here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. In just a few minutes, right after the news, we'll hear the Los Angeles Philharmonic, assisted by trumpeters from the Armed Forces, play the Olympic fanfare and theme, John Williams music. Then we'll hear July from the Garden Suite by Missouri composer David Allen Baird, also Mozart's buoyant 27th piano concerto, his last, coming up in the next hour of classical music. Keep it right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. From a Telemann Flute Quartet on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Throughout Kamala Harris's long career, those who knew Vice President Harris before she got to D.C. on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Get the scoop on ATC starting at 3 right here on KPR. 89 degrees in Lawrence right now. There's a heat advisory in place until at least 8 p.m. Wednesday, an excessive heat warning. Today's high, it should be over 100 degrees today. Looks like for tonight, showers and thunderstorms are 60% likely, mainly before 3 in the morning. Tonight should be mostly cloudy, with the low around 74. And tomorrow, Thursday, brings a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 in the morning. Tomorrow should be sunny, with a high of 93 degrees with a northwesterly wind. It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. This is KPR. That's KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. And KANQ Chanute. You can listen through the web, kansaspublicradio.org, or download our app. It all makes KPR.
Live from NPR, has risen more than 1.5%. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is KPR. That was Gustavo Dudamel and the Los Angeles Philharmonic, assisted by the U.S. Army Band Pershing Zone at the 2014 Walt Disney Concert Hall Gala for the music of John Williams, the Olympic fanfare and theme. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. Next, here are Kansas City musicians Shannon Finney and Robert Farrago for July by David Olin Barrett on KPR. Recorded at KPR about 25 years ago, July, from the Garden Suite by David Olin Baird, with Shannon Finney, flute, and Robert Farrago, piano. Next, a buoyant piano concerto, the last one Mozart wrote, and then a solo for tuba by Neil Corwell from 1990 called New England Reveries. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Whether your passion is for unbiased in-depth news, the great music, fascinating conversations, you can feed your passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR and the programs that feed your mind and news that matters. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you so very much. Mozart's 27th piano concerto, his last one, with Armin Jordan and the Orchestra of Paris. Maria Tipo was the pianist in Mozart's 27th piano concerto this morning on KPR. In today's noon hour, a waltz by Strauss with the power to induce delirium. Then a sharp-sounding fantasy for piano, violin, and cello by Schumann. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. Next is music for the principal tubist, tuba player at the Kansas City Symphony, Joe LaFever. This is a 1990 piece by Neil Corwell that was written for tuba and a synthesized accompaniment for computer and synthesizer. Mark Nelson is the tubist here with Sylvia Parker. And this is called New England Reveries for tuba on KPR. Played on a contrabass tuba that was Mark Nelson, tuba player, along with a pre-recorded synthesized accompaniment written in 1990 by tuba player and composer Neil Corwell, who was born in 1959. It was called New England Reveries for solo tuba and taped accompaniment here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
At Morning Edition from NPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyoncé is not only revealing Black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition here on KPR. Updated forecast is about the same. There is an excessive heat warning in effect until Wednesday evening. Should be mostly sunny today and hot for our Wednesday with a high of 100 degrees, but we should have a south wind coming and going with gusts of up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we have a 60% chance of some rain, maybe even a thunderstorm before 3 in the morning. Still a warm night with 75 for a low. And tomorrow, it's a 30% chance for showers before 7 in the morning. Should be sunny with a high of 95 for tomorrow. And these high temperatures should continue through the weekend and into next week. From the University of Kansas, we're Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, KansasPublicRadio.org.
Live.